buried body began to breathe out of the silence. The roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Oh God, you are my living hope.
Because local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge.
From darkness to light, anytime temptation comes and someone stands to fight, anytime somebody lives to serve and not be served, I know. Men free. Anytime the choice is made to stand upon the word, a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go.
Music and the story behind the song on The Bridge.
Hey guys, this is Andrew Rip. So the new song is called Love's Got Away. I can't think of a more powerful tool that God has given to us than love. And who displayed it better than Jesus did on the cross. It has never been displayed in a more beautiful way. Love is something that we can use to break boundaries of things that make sense. When people do us wrong or double cross us or whatever, we can respond out of a way of love rather than retaliation and hate. It's the most beautiful gift that we have to share. I can't think of another way to represent them the way that loving your neighbor does. That's really what this song is about, taking this incredible gift of love and sharing it with the world by way of just simple acts on a day-to-day basis. Because love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting lies to shame. Love's got a way. That's the chorus. I hope you like this song.
Listening to the choir sing. When I let down all my pride, was the death that saved my life. And that's how I know the darkest night's still in with the sunrise. Cause love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart, hey. Making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great, but love's got a way. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. The truth of its nature is always give and never take. It flows with that freedom, surrendering itself away. Carves canyons through the storm, tells the rivers to run home. And that's how I know there's a hand in mine walking this long road. Love's got a way of bringing healing to a heartache, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers,
that song, not because it's the end, just I just like how it ends. Andrew Rip, Love's Got Away. It's the Bridge Morning Show. Good morning.
Hey, middle of the week, middle of the month.
Yes.
Today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. January 15th.
National Bagel Day.
It is.
I know that already? Because somebody around here, around the bridge, is very excited about it, and they told everyone.
You're already planning what you're going to put on your bagel, aren't you?
I mean, yes, as long as there's cream cheese, that's what's going on. And it doesn't even matter the flavor of cream cheese. Like, you can give me any kind of bagel with any kind of flavor, and okay. I'm like, I'm down. It's really about the cream cheese.
Yeah. So that's there's room for celebration there. Bagel Day. National Bagel Day.
You know, you could pick some up and take it to your work.
Oh, yes.
You know, take it to your friends or, I don't know, take it to a nursing home. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out all the places you could go.
Absolutely.
They might need it warmed, though. You might want to get it extra toasty and put it in a warm box because the wind is really, really biting this morning, and that's making everything just feel so much colder. It's like they call it the bone chilling effect. You know, it's really cold down to your bones, and that's going to be throughout the day. Wind will die down tonight, and then it'll be pretty much the same temperature, but it'll feel like we've got a warm-up tomorrow when there's no wind to go along with it. Staff meteorologist Phil Spivak will be in here in about an hour to talk about what the rest of the week's weather and what our weather today is going to look like.
All right, Proverbs 3:5 starts us out this morning. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Hey, this is Jeremy Camp, and I just want to encourage you guys. This song, again, really just speaks to those of us who, and I go through it, feel like I failed so many times. How could God continue to forgive me over and over again? And he just reminds me that his grace is sufficient. And when I fail and I'm sitting there going, okay, here I am again, back in the same place I've been so many times, he repeats and says, but here I am again, forgiving, redeeming your heart again, standing you up on your feet again. So if you're feeling discouraged, know that God loves you, and his grace and his mercy are there for you.
Here I am again, back in the same place I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight.
That song, You Are Not Alone. That is, again, from Jeremy Camp on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
All right, this is for the ladies this morning. Our Spring Ladies Bible Study officially kicks off registration this morning.
Yay!
Yes, it's going to be a good one. And of course, they're all good. But this one is the Gospel of John. And here's the subtitle: Savoring the Peace of Jesus in a Chaotic World. If there's ever a time we needed some of that peace, right? And I love, I was reading the back cover of this workbook and it said, peace is a person. And how true that is. Mm. Jesus is our peace. And so we are going to really kind of hone in on that over 7 weeks, starting the last week of February. So you've got limited time to get registered.
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest way to find the link is to head, if you go to our website and just watch the banner, click through the banners at the top. There's, we call it a flip book. this all kind of all the features that we have going on. And you'll see the Gospel of John pop up, and you just click that and it'll take you right to where you can pick your group. We've got 8 different groups across from South Jersey all the way to Salisbury, Denton, Easton, Milton.
I was going to ask that if it was going to be the same kind of format.
Yes. Okay. Greenwood, we're in just a variety of places, Milford. And so, yeah. You want to head over there, you know, the quicker the better, because
they do fill up.
There are specific capacity numbers on each of the rooms. So we would love to study God's word together with you. So sign up. You can register today. It's free. The only cost is just your workbook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So head over to wearethebridge.org.
Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. Anyone with a baby knows how many diapers you can quickly burn through. Well, if you live on an island, that can be a problem. To combat it, Japan is selling toilet paper made from used diapers. 98 tons of diapers have already been sold as toilet paper, and the project has barely started. A climatology student saved the lives of hundreds of his neighbors by raising the alarm of approaching fires hours before the authorities. Edgar McGregor saw all the signs and ensured his neighbors had enough warning to get go bags and packed cars on the road well in advance of the Eaton fire. Well, what would you do with a dumpster full of flowers? Trevor Phillips happened past one near a floral shop and decided to take them all to a local senior home. It was such a hit, he started talking to local florists, and now his nonprofit, Flower the People, just reached its 40th senior home across three different cities. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
Today's update is sponsored by Sam Yoder & Son Trusses of Greenwood, offering design and delivery of wood floor and roof trusses for residential and commercial projects. Details available at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mostly sunny, breezy day for today. Temperature getting into the low 30s for the afternoon, but the wind chill down in the teens. So a cold day, especially this morning. Very cool temperatures. We're down to the upper teens again tonight, but the wind settles down. Not as bad tomorrow with the sunshine clouding up late in the day. We'll get into the upper 30s and a mostly sunny day on Friday with a high near 40. Look for some rain showers to set up on Saturday, mixing with some wet snow showers. A slushy coating Sunday to fall to the 40s. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Travis Timmons of All American Mortgage in Dagsboro, Delaware, helping clients with mortgage products when buying or refinancing a home. Travis can be reached at 302-245-0538 or online at allamericanmortgageltd.com.
Beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to
We are the bridge.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love and don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine or rain. I'll lift you up and up again.
Ask me how I know you're gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah,
if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love and don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I'll let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine or rain. I'll lift you up and up again. Up and up again. I'll lift you up and up again.
I know the plans you have for me. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing
if I get down.
Another day ahead, and we're so glad that you're choosing to hear encouragement and hope from our Lord today. And we've got music that will help deliver that message to you over and over and over. So thanks for joining us here, The Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
The devil thought he had a hold of me. He told so many lies that I believed. Got too weak. Thought that I was too far gone, but then I heard a voice from Calvary, and now I'm singing, no more shackles on my feet. The devil's got no hold on me. Jesus' blood has set me free. The devil's got no hold. Truth that leads me home. So I'm singing, no more shackles on my feet. The devil's got no hold on me. Jesus' blood has set me free.
would you like to hang out with friends, listen to some great music, and share a laugh or two? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. It's The Morning Show with Denise and Chris on The Bridge.
If you are a movie person, you've been paying attention to the movies, you like doing it, going to movies, especially ones maybe that are more faith-based, and you've seen the movie I Can Only Imagine. It's based on Bart Millard's kind of story from Mercy Me. And kind of his relationship with his dad, who's played by Dennis Quaid. You might find it interesting that they're going to make an I Can Only Imagine 2. Because there's not an I Can Only Imagine 2 song. Or is there? So the Irwin brothers, who are the filmmakers behind the movie I Can Only Imagine, they said, yeah, we realize there's not another song, but there's another story. You know, there's always another story. And if we can find a great story connected, and there is actually, even if, you know, the song, Even If by Mercy Me, this one's going to be based on how that kind of came to be. The person that's kind of the central figure, his name is Tim Timmons.
Yes.
And his part is going to be played by Milo Ventimiglia, the guy who is on This Is Us, the dad.
Yes.
He's going to be him in this movie. But I bring all this up. I know we probably brought it to you before, but bring it up to let you know they've started filming. They're already on the way.
That's wonderful.
Don't know when the movie's actually going to come out yet, but, you know, to prep for it, just listen to The Bridge, because we play I Can Only Imagine and Even If. So you'll hear both of those songs.
You'll be ready.
And you'll be ready to go when it comes out. Yeah, just a little entertainment news for your day.
Have you ever asked yourself, what are macronutrients and should I be counting them? Well, simply put, macro and micronutrients come from fats, proteins, carbs, vitamins, and minerals, and are essential for your body to function properly. Macronutrients are fats, proteins, and carbs. They provide energy, help prevent disease, and are a part of a healthy diet. They're consumed in larger quantities and counted in grams. Micronutrients are measured in micrograms and milligrams. They're the vitamins and minerals found in fruits, veggies, and dairy products. Not everyone needs to count macros, but there are benefits for those working towards specific weight and fitness goals or trying to prevent certain health conditions. It can help you balance the nutritional value of your diet, control portion sizes, and keep you accountable. From Samaritan Ministries, a health-sharing ministry, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more about your family's health, visit us at familyhealthcheckup.org.
This segment of programming is made possible by Beautiful Tomorrow Adventures, a Delmarva-based travel agency helping clients plan vacations, including cruises, theme parks, and all-inclusive resorts for individuals and groups. Information is available at delmarvatravelpros.com.
Hi, ladies. Our next Bible study kicks off the last week of February with a study in the book of John with Melissa Spolstra. If peace has been fleeting and you'd welcome some time to sit and soak in God's word and connect with other women who want to do the same, we would love for you to join us. Hi, I'm Denise Harper with The Bridge. We've got meeting locations from South Jersey to Salisbury and points in between with 8 different leaders who love Jesus and love helping women dig deeper in the Bible. Peace is a person. And in this 7-week study, you'll discover that the peace Jesus offers is not an ease of circumstances, but a stillness of the soul. Register and order your study book today. Details and sign up are at wearethebridge.org/study.
Connecting and strengthening. We are the bridge.
Sometimes I think, what will people say of me when I'm only just a memory? When I'm home where my soul belongs, was I loved when no one else would show up? Was I Jesus to the least of us? Was my worship more than just a song?
change your heart? Do I live like your love is true? People pass, and even if they don't know my name, is there evidence that I've been changed? When they see me, do they see you? I wanna live like faith and give it all I have, so that everything you say and do points to you. If love is who I am, then this is where I stand. Recklessly
like this.
This is healing. Let it begin.
We are The Bridge.
Three brothers in a fire, willing to die for their faith. But you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion, because he chose to pray. But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Well, let the whole world hear me say,
I'm
I'll tell the whole world about you. I'm unashamed.
God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
One of the quotes I remember hearing as I was growing up was this: don't do as I do, do as I say. I think it was often said to teach the importance of making sure our words and our deeds match up, understanding that our actions will always speak louder than our words. The way we treat others will almost always reveal our heart toward them, whether it's interactions with family, friends, coworkers, leadership, or neighbors. It's important to be a good example. Lead by example. Don't say one thing and do another. The way we learn to live like that is by someone else leading the way. Ephesians 5:1 from the Message makes it so clear. Watch what God does, and then you do it, like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with Him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of Himself to us. Love like that. It doesn't get more clear than that. Live like that. Love like that. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on the Bridge.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that He can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can do for you what He's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Appeal.
Jesus, and let my Jesus change your life.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. You may have rubbed your body with one today already, but just how clean was that towel you dried yourself off with? A new microbial study of people's towels found that there is a best practice, and it's to wash them at least once a week, and after every use, if you're sick. A new ultrasound technique is poised to change prostate cancer testing. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer amongst men, yet there's no screening program for it. A new technique out of Scotland delivers the test in under 20 minutes. And the best part is, it uses a hospital's existing ultrasound equipment. Well, you've heard of tiny homes, but what about tiny, tiny homes? A construction manager from Toronto created the tiny, tiny home. It fits on the back of a bike. He's building them for the homeless and is giving them away for free. You can see them for yourself over at tinytinyhomes.ca. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Weller's in Bridgeville, Delaware. They carry Amish-built sheds, utility trailers, and steel carports. Weller's is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 2. Found online at wellers.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mainly sunny sky today, a cold start, and not much better of a finish. We get into the low 30s, but it feels like the teens most of the day, thanks to a gusty wind. The wind will settle down. The clear sky tonight, we fall off to 15 to 20, and mostly sunny tomorrow. Clouds will mix in a bit late in the day, high upper 30s. Maybe a passing flurry or two, nothing significant for Thursday night. Clearing back out to sunshine on Friday, 40, and some late day rain showers Saturday as we push into the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Board & Brush Creative Studio in Camden, Delaware, offering DIY workshop experiences, including wooden signs, trays, planter boxes, and more. Found online at boardandbrush.com/Camden and on Facebook and Instagram.
Transgressions, wandering in sin. I went searching for redemption down a road that had no end. I was walking through the fire. I was living on the run with my flesh lost in desire. I was drowning in the flood. But God, far from being perfect, there are days that I regret. On this battlefield I struggle with the lies that I have lived. I have fallen short of glory. I can't make it on my own. If you kept record of my past, I'd be sinking like a stone. But God, rich in mercy, came to save me.
If you are a college student calling Delmarva or South Jersey your home away from home, we're glad you're here. We are The Bridge.
Because local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge.
sounds like this.
Just for one name, always only Jesus.
We are The Bridge.
Keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture. Not enough words to ever say what I found.
My shepherd, my protector, that's my king, that's my rock, that's my anchor.
Today's live weather update is made possible by Henlopen Homes of Milton, Delaware. Serving Delmarva with custom site-built and custom modular homes. Appointments by phone at 302-684-0860 or online at henlopenhomes.com.
Checking in with our staff meteorologist, Phil Spivak. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
It is definitely a chilly one this morning.
Yeah, the wind is really what's causing it. I mean, it's cold in its own right, but it's the wind that's making it feel that much worse. And the good news is the wind will die down by tonight. So tomorrow morning, the temperature is really not that much different, but it's going to feel a whole lot better thanks to the wind. The wind is a nasty little critter. through the next couple of days, temperatures should come up too, night times as well as days, but we could be up to 40 by Friday. Today, we're still low 30s, feeling at the teens of the wind chill. 15 to 20 tonight, tomorrow 35. 35 to 40. A little cloudiness coming in. There is a chance for a couple of flurries with this system. Not expecting any accumulation. Some areas may get a little bit of a coating, but shouldn't be anything to really measure. No problems for the roads. Sunshine tomorrow, the high around 40. We're watching the weekend, though, because there's a series of cold fronts. First one comes in Saturday night. Rain showers ahead of it. We get into the upper 40s. Temperatures fall on Sunday. That's not the Arctic front. That's the first front, and that just brings us back down from the 40s to the 30s. It's Monday and Tuesday. We get into a much colder pattern, and we're watching this potential next storm system. Looks like it might be too far out to sea to be a major snowmaker, but at the very least, it is going to be Arctic cold early week. Temperatures, teens and 20s.
Okay.
Wow.
Phil, I have a question. I don't know that I've ever asked this before, but as a meteorologist, do you get to have a favorite season, or do you have to like them all?
Well, from a work standpoint, I like fall because it tends to be very quiet. From me personally standpoint, I like spring because I don't really like heat.
Okay.
So I guess in that regard, I'm allowed to. I don't have to tell winter that I don't like it.
True. No,
I just said it out loud.
I know.
Uh-oh.
Well, good news is that spring's on its way.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
Right now, 21 degrees.
The dream is fading, now I'm staring at the door. I know it's over cause my feet have hit the cold floor. Check my reflection, I ain't feeling what I see. It's no mystery. Whatever happened to a passion I could live for? What became of the flame that made me feel more? And when did I forget that I was made to love you? I was made to find you. I was made just for you. With my eyes open wide, back in the ring, you got me swinging for the grand prize. I feel the haters spitting vapors on my dreams, but I still believe. I'm reaching out, reaching up, reaching over. I feel a breeze cover me called Jehovah.
It's 7:16. Do you know where your Bridge Morning Show is?
We're right here.
Yes.
Hi, we're Denise and Chris.
Here we are. Hey, if you are a server, if you wait on customers mm-hmm. in a restaurant or any type of food industry, my hat is off to you. This morning, I just was thinking about a great server that we had a couple of nights ago. I was out to dinner with a friend on Monday evening, and her name is Ness.
Nice.
She works at the Applebee's in Milford, and she was delightful. From the first moment that she came to the table, I got there first, and so she comes over, and she introduces herself, and she goes, "It'd be my pleasure to serve you tonight. How can I get you started?"
What?
And she came back by several times before the person I was meeting even arrived.
Really?
And
just to check on you?
Yes. And we had just a little gentle conversation throughout the evening. I was curious, and my friend was curious, like, is Ness short for Vanessa? So okay. When we were getting ready to leave, we asked her to, you know, "Hey, is Ness short for Vanessa?" And she goes, "Actually, it's Ines. I-N-E-S-S.
Wow.
And she was telling us about her background is French. And so it was just a beautiful experience. And I think sometimes we can treat people who wait on us as invisible.
Yeah.
Unless they don't do something that we want them to do, and we get frustrated. So if you are going out anywhere and you have somebody waiting on you, take an extra minute and be friendly and grateful.
Ask their name.
It's a hard job.
Yeah,
I would be terrible at it. Because first of all, whatever I was bringing to your table would probably be wearing part of it, or you might be wearing part of it. So just that's another thing to be grateful for. But so thanks to Ness for making a great experience. And thank you. If you serve people, what a beautiful job that you have. A hard job. And we're thankful for you.
Can you hear the same light before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud.
Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. Anyone with a baby knows how many diapers you can quickly burn through. Well, if you live on an island, that can be a problem. To combat it, Japan is selling toilet paper made from used diapers. 98 tons of diapers have already been sold as toilet paper, and the project has barely started. A climatology student saved the lives of hundreds of his neighbors by raising the alarm of approaching fires hours before the authorities. Edgar McGregor saw all the signs and ensured his neighbors had enough warning to get go bags and packed cars on the road well in advance of the Eaton fire. Well, what would you do with a dumpster full of flowers? Trevor Phillips happened past one near a floral shop and decided to take them all to a local senior home. It was such a hit, he started talking to local florists, and now his nonprofit, Flower the People, just reached its 40th senior home across three different cities. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by State Farm agents Katie Walther of Lewis and Sean Collins of Milford, offering life, disability, auto, and home insurance coverage. More online at lewisdeinsurance.com or insurewithsean.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mostly sunny, breezy day for today. Temperature getting into the low 30s for the afternoon, but the wind chill down in the teens. So a cold day, especially this morning. Very cold temperatures. We're down to the upper teens again tonight, but the wind settles down. Not as bad tomorrow with the sunshine clouding up late in the day. We'll get into the upper 30s and a mostly sunny day on Friday with a high near 40. Look for some rain showers to set up on Saturday, mixing with some wet snow showers. A slushy coating Sunday to fall to the 40s. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is made possible by Pippin Funeral Home and Crematorium in Camden, Wyoming, Delaware. They consider it a privilege to minister to the families they serve with traditional funeral services, pre-planning, and on-site cremation. Found online at pippinfuneralhome.com.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need.
Behind the song on the bridge.
I'm Jordan Felice, and this is the story behind Praise God for That.
This song is all about how much gratitude and acknowledging the blessings God has given us, no matter how small or large, can change the perspective of your mentality every day. And sharing in that together as believers shows the world that Jesus changes everything. So let's praise God for that together.
I've been laying down my head, thinking just how good God's been. And I know I'm not the only one.
No way.
Thankful for the things he's done. If you've been living in the blessings that he's given, then if he's been faithful to you, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Somebody praise God for that. Praise Him for friends and family, for the very air we breathe, for having everything we need. Won't somebody come praise the Lord? Can I get a hallelujah? Someone say amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Lord, have mercy. Praise Him for all the goodness that He's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God. Every night he gave you peace. Every time he's waited for you patiently. For how he never changes. For how his love just won't let go. For how he's given every good thing that you know. Ooh, somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a
Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. You know, as parents, you're told, hey, your kids are always watching you, you know, paying attention to what you're doing. We should probably tell that to NFL players as well. Something happened on the sidelines in one of the games over the weekend. They caught somebody doing something. We'll tell you what happened. Coming up after this from Casting Crowns.
I could stand here and try to tell you I found my way here on my own. Brought to life this heart of stone. Made up my own mind to change my own life. Working my own way to good, as if anybody could. But the truth is I've been broken since my very first breath. And the truth is I've been wandering since my very first death. I know the only reason I can stand here unashamed is not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy. There's no way that I could earn it. Praise God, my debt is paid. It's not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy. It's all because
is spoken. Jesus, my Savior, bled and died to bring this dead man back to life. It's not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy. There's no way that I could earn it. Praise God, my debt is paid. It's not because I'm worthy, it's all because of mercy.
Morning, a little scrambled? We specialize in sunny side up.
Oh!
It's the morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
Well, if you pay attention to the NFL, you sometimes see things on the sidelines. You know, the cameras are like looking for something to fill time, and so they'll do stuff. You know, like in 1995, a few Seattle Seahawks members were caught eating hot dogs on the sidelines. So they got fined.
During the game?
And it was a preseason game, yeah. Oh, during a preseason game.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't even matter. Tom Brady, you know, famous quarterback, he once hurled an electronic tablet because he was in frustration.
Mm.
Well, A.J. Brown of the Eagles, they were winning. He's one of the best players, but he wasn't having a great day this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. And the cameras caught him reading a book by Jim Murphy. It's a
who's kind a of coach, a, right?
He was a former baseball player, mm-hmm. and is now coach, and he's kind of a self-described performance coach who helps athletes build their mental toughness. And he wrote this book just to, like, encouragement, because what he found was when he was playing, everything was performance-based. Mm-hmm. And his whole emotions were up and down and up and down. If he was doing well, his shoulders were high. If he was doing bad, he was slumping. And he goes, and that's just not the way to live. We shouldn't be performance-based. And I was like, that sounds very biblical to me. Mm-hmm. Our identity shouldn't be in the things that we do, but in who we are in Jesus, right? Like, who Jesus is through us. And anyway, A.J. Brown is reading this book, and they caught him reading it, and the announcer was like, well, that's something you don't see every day, somebody reading a book on the sidelines. I guess A.J. brings it to every game.
Okay.
And his teammates call it the recipe. Like, he brings it to every game. He's always reading it on the sidelines.
It's his special sauce.
It's his special sauce. Yeah, and he just reads the encouragement that's in there, the words. Yeah. You know, because he wasn't having a great game.
Yeah.
The Eagles did win, but they did it kind of without him doing what he normally does. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, how cool. And then to come to find out, it was number one on the best-selling list the next day. Like, it was the number one book, I think Amazon or something like that.
Yes, post up there. On Amazon.
So I was thinking, Denise, you should send a copy of your book.
Treasured
to,
inside.
To AJ and be like, hey.
Some encouragement just, for you
yeah,
on the
Yeah, here's
side
some
lines.
More encouragement for you. Let's see if we can get you a little sales bump. Huh? How about that?
This is Carter Conlon. Don't be ashamed, but embrace the sufferings of the gospel by the power of God. These were the words of Paul. God has saved us and called each of us with a holy purpose, which separates us from the people of this world. Walk in places unknown to those without God, for he knows everything and saw you even before you were born. You were not a mistake, but you and I were born for a divine purpose. Live out your calling, knowing that God has a plan to glorify his name through you. Recognize the significance of this time and fulfill your purpose before Christ returns. It's time to walk in your calling, to live with purpose, and bring glory to God's name. Join with us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time at itstimetopray.org. We are all praying together all over the world, and we're all believing that God's going to use each one of our lives. My brother, my sister, it's time to pray.
It's Time to Pray is underwritten by Sonia Parker, realtor with Coldwell Banker Realty in Delaware. Sonia assists clients with their real estate needs. She can be reached in office at 302-539-1777, by cell at 302-500-0721, or online at sonia-parker.com.
Do you want to make lasting memories with loved ones? Want to give back and help others? Do you want to share Jesus and make a difference? This is Ben, Director of Community Engagement at The Bridge. Pack your bags and let me take you to the DR. We'll take much-needed supplies, participate in prayer walks, put on movie nights that tell about Jesus, Bible camps, home visits, and encourage kids and adults alike. I'll show you our Bridge-adopted village, La Union Abajo, and much more. Share special moments with your loved one. It's perfect for teens, parents, siblings, grandparents, and is a great first trip. Request an info packet at wearethebridge.org/DR or text the word trip to 855-887-8870.
Woke up with the sunshine shining on down, coming through the window pane. Got so many blessings all around, and joy written on my face. My worries are gone, 'cause I found a love, and it's lifting me up. It's more than enough, more than enough. I got hope. Kindness holding me up every time I'm feeling low. There's peace like a river that never runs dry, overflowing in my soul. My worries are gone, 'cause I found a love, and it's lifting me up.
Like this.
Don't stop calling on Jesus' name.
We are The Bridge.
If you fell on some hard times, if your long days turn to long nights, if you're drowning on the inside with every beat of your heart, If there's dust on your Bible, if your soul's needing a revival, well, even if it's been a while, you can come as you are. God loves people like you, 'cause God loves people like me. A lost and hopeless sinner that mercy has redeemed. And if you feel like he don't, the cross is proof that he does. Praise the Lord, oh hallelujah, that God loves people like us. Oh yeah. Yeah.
If you've been dealt a hard hand and there's so much you don't understand, fighting battles with the questions running through your mind. If you're thinking that it ain't true, 'cause how could anybody love you? Well, here's the good and the good news, he's never left your side. God loves you. Precious in his sight, we are children to a father, gave his all to give us life. It don't matter where you are, it don't matter who you've been. Oh, and if you have forgotten, let me tell you once again, God loves people like you, 'cause God loves people like me. Oh, a lost and hopeless sinner holding up.
People like us, it's Micah Tyler with Emerson Day on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
Always looking for ways to get the word out about your station, The Bridge. So we've over, like, I don't know, last couple of months, if you've gone to the movie theaters,
yeah,
you may have seen The Bridge on the big screen. It was our debut performance. We are not nominated for an Oscar, unfortunately, this time. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were little ads before the movies. You know how, like, you go and you see the ads beforehand?
Yes.
And there was a QR code that you could scan that would potentially put you in the running to win some tickets. And our friends Joe in Dover and Lori in Millsboro, they actually won a pair of tickets to their favorite movie theater. Yes.
Yeah.
Milford Movies 9 and then Midway.
Yes, Movies at Midway.
And so it's really, really cool. And if you're thinking, wow, I didn't even know that was a thing, that's okay. Now you do. And so when you go to the movie next time, maybe you take your family, you go and you watch, and you see that QR code, you know, just scan it.
Yeah.
And tell others, you know, tell others to be looking out for it. Because, you know, sometimes you're talking and you're not paying attention, which is okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what those beginning portions are for. But if you happen to see it, you know, let others know that you can see The Bridge on the big screen. And
that's right.
And then if you do see it, take a picture of it and send it in to us. We just want to say, I haven't seen it yet, but I haven't been to the movies in a little bit. So I need to go and see it. So I want to see it vicariously through you and your experience. But it's something you can do, just another way to connect with The Bridge, but also a way for us to say thank you for listening and thanks for being a part of the community. And you could potentially even win yourself maybe a pair of tickets that Might even call out your name and your city. We'd love to hear from you. We love playing new music for you. One of the things that we do around here is get excited when new songs come out, especially when they are so fun. This is Mac Powell.
Yeah, this one is fun.
This is really fun. All right, get your clapping hands ready. Because this is how it starts. Here we go. It's called I Love Jesus, and it's on the Bridge.
I love Jesus. I was on the wrong road, lost as I could be. I needed a Savior to rescue me. Heaven heard me praying, opened up my eyes. That 6 feet on the man got a brand new life. That's why.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. You may have rubbed your body with one today already, but just how clean was that towel you dried yourself off with? A new microbial study of people's towels found that there is a best practice, and it's to wash them at least once a week, and after every use, if you're sick. A new ultrasound technique is poised to change prostate cancer testing. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer amongst men, yet there's no screening program for it. A new technique out of Scotland delivers the test in under 20 minutes. And the best part is, it uses a hospital's existing ultrasound equipment. Well, you've heard of tiny homes, but what about tiny, tiny homes? A construction manager from Toronto created the tiny, tiny home. It fits on the back of a bike. He's building them for the homeless and is giving them away for free. You can see them for yourself over at tinytinyhomes.ca. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Community Bank Delaware, with locations in Lewis and Rehoboth serving all of Sussex County. Services include all types of deposit accounts and online and smartphone access. Community Bank Delaware is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Details at communitybankdelaware.com.
Here's your latest forecast for the Bridge. Mainly sunny sky today, a cold start, and not much better of a finish. We get into the low 30s, but it feels like the teens most of the day, thanks to a gusty wind. The wind will settle down. The clear sky tonight, we fall off to 15 to 20, and mostly sunny tomorrow. Clouds will mix in a bit late in the day, high upper 30s. Maybe a passing flurry or two, nothing significant for Thursday night. Clearing back out to sunshine on Friday, 40, and some late day rain showers Saturday as we push into the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on the Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Affordable Business Systems, providing Eastern Shore businesses with bottle-free water coolers. Features include touch-free sensor activation, reverse osmosis filtration, and more. Details available at affordablebusinesssystems.com.
Thank you.
Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood.
Listening to The Bridge. We really are neighbors. Local matters. We are The Bridge.
I've been wasting way too much of my time, living up in my mind, trying to do it all right. Thinking that there's something I could do to be more loved by you. I was making it my obsession to try and earn your affection, but that all faded away when I heard you say,
don't you know I love you? Just that. precious.
Because local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are the Bridge.
But there was no one that I could tell. Praying felt like I was throwing pennies in a wishing well. And I started believing I was cursed to carry this weight. I was listing the reasons of why I should walk away. Until grace found me, until grace broke these chains. Oh, I didn't know I could be free until grace found, your grace found me. I might be looking at a future full of question marks, but I don't have to have all of the answers if you have my heart. In you, I'm finding redemption a little more with every breath. Brand new like the morning, and I'll never forget it until grace called my name. Oh, I didn't know I could be free until grace found me. Oh, until grace, woo, broke these chains. Oh, I didn't know I could be free, be free, until grace found your grace.
Staying at the shore or one of your favorite beaches? It's one of ours too. Welcome to your home away from home. We are the Bridge.
I want to dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas, tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire, it won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm
praise the mountain moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise.
I wanna gift like Mary, I wanna break my vase. I wanna sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the Jesus, that kind of grace. I wanna live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, 'cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
That's who I praise. It's Brendan Lake. It's how you keep your praise from Sunday, your worship going all
that's
week
right.
long. Wow. We just had a little bit of church this
Come
morning.
On.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris.
It is, it's chilly. If you're going out today, make sure you get not just a windbreaker, but maybe seven or eight of them. It's, the wind is biting.
You just need your winter coat today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're not playing.
It feels way colder than it actually is. I think Phil said it was like single digits cold. That's how it feels. We'll have a little bit of a respite tomorrow. He said that the wind will die down and it'll be the same temperature tomorrow, but it'll feel warmer because the wind isn't going to be as blowing as it has been. So I'd just be looking out for that. Our word of hope today, Proverbs 3:5. I need my glasses. Proverbs 3:5, it says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I'll read it again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5, it's our word of hope.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Thank you.
Bridge.
Where would I be if it wasn't for you? Lost in the dark, then you walked in the room. I came alive when you opened my eyes. I won't go back to the life. The world might be shaken, but I stay in your presence, standing strong in your love. Cause I got you in the joy, in the pain, in the waiting, in the flood, in the fire, in the breaking. I'm standing on you, so I won't be moved. Yeah, I'll get through, cause I got you. Why should I tremble and worry with fear? If I am your temple, you're already here. Heaven surrounds me when I call your name. There's nothing that you cannot change. Singing in every sorrow, I'll keep on praising. You're always with me, I know. You're never letting me go.
Like this.
I know that I don't fight alone.
We are the Bridge.
Great Aunt Marine said at 103, write scripture on your heart for when you need it. Cause anxiety hates Psalm 23. So just say it to yourself till you believe it. And I'm feeling like I'm needing it right now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I know you
Riverside. Your word has been true in every season.
It's new from Leanna Crawford, Still Waters, in parentheses, Psalm 23. And I think that's one of my favorite lines in the song. The devil hates Psalm 23. And if you think about the promises that are hidden in that passage, it's so good. I hope that encourages your heart today as you head out on your Wednesday. Thanks for taking us with you.
I love the story of that song, too. She talks about her great Aunt Marie. She even says it in the beginning of the song, but... And she was like in her 40s when she realized she was going blind. And so she decided on, she was going to memorize the Bible. And the way that Leanna says, she goes, she didn't get all the way there, but she was like 90 something percent.
She memorized a lot.
Like
of
a
scripture.
Lot of it. Mm-hmm. And led her mom, led Leanna's mom to the Lord.
Yes.
And, you know, I just love those
what
kinds
a beautiful
of stories.
Heritage.
Absolutely.
Story there.
Hey, if you've got a story of how you came to know Christ, if you've got a story maybe of somebody in your life that just had this huge impact, we weren't planning on going this direction, but I don't know. It feels like sometimes you just need to kind of listen to God. And if that's a story that you want to tell, we would be honored to take your story and to hear how maybe God got a hold of your life through somebody else. 855-887-8870. I know Denise and I could share. Denise actually does share her story of God in her life in big ways on her podcast, Over the Rims of Mugs, this most recent episode. And so you can check that out too. But we'd love to hear from you and just your God story. How he got a hold of your life and who did he use and what did it entail? And it's super exciting to hear those kinds of stories. 855-887-8870.
I love the word commitment, meaning to decide. The root word of decide means to cut. In other words, we are cutting off any other option that would go against this decision that we've made.
Today on Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. Greg Smalley refers to a historical event, burning the ships, to explain how vital commitment is.
I love that idea for our marriage, that whatever individual ships that Aaron and I arrived in to our marriage, we've burned those a long time ago. There is no option. There is no going back.
So you can't leave the harbor.
Right. Divorce isn't an option. That word does not exist in our vocabulary, which, Jim, I think is significant because it forces us to then deal with our stuff and to deal with our marriage and relationship stuff. If there's no other option, we're forced then to deal with that. And that's a good thing.
Working through conflict together as a couple will strengthen your relationship. More from Greg at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family Minute is sponsored by Sam Yoder and Son Trusses. They encourage you to train up your children in the ways of the Lord and keep Jesus at the center of your marriage. Strong families equal strong communities. They can be reached at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
When you have an urgent need, isn't it amazing when God sends someone along just when it's needed most? This is Ben, Director of Community Engagement at The Bridge, and we're asking you to pray if God would have you lock arms with us to meet the urgent needs of our Bridge-adopted village in the Dominican Republic, La Union Abajo. Bridge listeners are the only means of support to help this village, and if our support stops, their resources stop. So join me on Tuesday, February 4th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Love DR event. We'll work together to to meet the needs of school tuition and the feeding program, which serves the kids of the village and the dump ministry. You can help Tuesday, February 4th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check out all the details at wearethebridge.org.
I remember how you told me that life may not be easy, and everything that I need, you've already given me. I remember how you told me I can trust you completely. So why am I doubting when you prove that you'd fight for me? You've walked me through fire. Changed by your mercy, covered by your peace. I'm living out the victory. Does it mean I won't feel the heat? You've walked me through fire. My redemption, Lord, how could I question when you prove that you'd die for me? You've walked me through fire.
Singing, oh, what a beautiful life, oh, what a beautiful life.
connecting and strengthening. We are the bridge.
I got a story too good to hide. I was a blind man wandering until I saw the light. Yeah, I got a story I can't deny. I'm a living, breathing miracle and I just gotta testify.
Nothingness, by myself. I'm just sitting in silence. There's a way I can make it without your help. I won't even try it. I know you have your reasons.
Join us for morning devotions, weekdays at 6:45 and 9:05. It's the morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
If you love the feel of turning the actual page of a book,
yeah,
the Greenwood Library, the Greenwood Public Library, has a book sale going now. They've been doing like prices like a dollar a book, mm-hmm, something like that, for the hardbacks, 50 cents for the... So today... half price.
Oh.
Everything is half price. So if you're looking to maybe add some books to your library,
yeah,
you might want to check that out. Greenwood Public Library. You can find the details on our calendar at wearethebridge.org.
This community calendar update is made possible by the Law Office of Mary Higgins. Let's be legal. Their personal injury attorneys represent car accident and injury victims. They are licensed in Delaware and New Jersey with offices in Dover and Newark. Found online at letsbelegal.com.
Hi, ladies. Our next Bible study kicks off the last week of February with a study in the book of John with Melissa Spolstra. If peace has been fleeting and you'd welcome some time to sit and soak in God's word and connect with other women who want to do the same, we would love for you to join us. Hi, I'm Denise Harper with The Bridge. We've got meeting locations from South Jersey to Salisbury and points in between with 8 different leaders who love Jesus and love helping women dig deeper in the Bible. Peace is a person. And in this 7-week study, you'll discover that the peace Jesus offers is not an ease of circumstances, but a stillness of the soul. Register and order your study book today. Details and sign up are at wearethebridge.org/study.
Connecting and strengthening. We are the bridge.
When your week feels like a beatdown, and you can't tell the night from day, and you're tired of fighting battles when all you feel is pain, oh, it's a heavy weight.
struggling to make ends meet.
Your Sunday's
like this. We are The Bridge.
Every night there by your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees because I looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in vain. Worn out altars, tear stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, and you fold your hands, no word you've ever said in is everything. So I hit my knees cause I looks like somebody prayed.
The Bridge.
I heard Shane told you a story that you can't escape your past, that the innocence you lost, there's no way to get it back.
I heard fear sold you some fiction. You bought everything he had, made you too afraid to live, and kept your heart under attack. They say you're too guilty for his grace. You're too far gone, and now you're too late. But the cross. I've been right there where you're standing. All those things they told me to. That I was out of second chances, and I was only born to lose. They said I was born to lose, but to cry.
Cross, it's Ben Fuller on the bridge. Morning show with Denise and Chris.
You ever just say, I saw God. I saw God.
Mm.
Denise and I were having a conversation yesterday off the air. We were just having a conversation about being intentional, about keeping our eyes open.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that or not.
I do.
And it really got me thinking about how I want to live my life, you know, going into 2025 and being more intentional about paying and seeing God everywhere we go. And it really falls in line, too, with the Bible recap that we've been doing. Because one of the things that you're asked to do is look for God in the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even in Numbers, when you're reading through all the names, look for God. He's going to be there. He's going to show up. Look for him.
Yeah.
Be intentional about searching for God. Last night, Ryan and I were outside. And Ryan's my youngest daughter. And we're standing outside and we're looking up at the sky. We live out in the country, so it's kind of easier to see. We don't have a lot of the light pollution.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw planets. I have an app. It's called the Planets app. And you can shine it at the sky and it'll tell you which planet it is that's up there.
Yeah.
And we saw Jupiter. We saw Mars. And it was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I was thinking about when God, you know, said, let, like the moment he said, let there be light, like everything is created. And he starts to do this and creates the planets and he forms it all together. I was so grateful to be able to see God in the stars last night and in the joy of my daughter's face. She really loves looking up at the sky, at the night sky, and seeing God through my daughter, seeing God on my daughter's life. And then we got a text from my son, Declan. He's our youngest son, the third of three boys. And he says, hey, would you guys pray for me? I'm looking to get a new car. And I saw God in my son. You know, we can miss seeing God because we're busy trying to cook dinner. We're busy trying to do this. We're busy trying to do that. We're driving someplace, whatever it might be. But what if we just paid attention?
Yeah.
And we kept our eyes open
and we looked for God. Man, I don't know. To me, there's nothing better than seeing God in the everyday, every way that we live our life.
My name is Harold. When my mom passed away, I started drinking. And for 36 years, I did not stop. Until one day, I saw a billboard for Teen Challenge. I came in here looking for a way to get sober, but I found a lot more than that. I met Jesus here, and his love filled the hole I had inside for so long. He saved me, not just for my addiction, but he saved me for a new life.
That's just one example of many lives set free from addiction by Jesus at Delmarva Adult and Teen Challenge. Hi, I'm Bob Carey, Executive Director. If you or a loved one need help, or for more information on how you can give to make a difference in the lives of men and women to overcome addiction, call us at 302-629-2559 or visit us on the web at delmarvateenchallenge.org. Freedom from addiction starts here.
New Creations is sponsored by Crossroad Community Church, just off Route 404 in Georgetown. Crossroad invites you to weekend worship services held Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. and a Spanish service Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Details at crossroadcc.us.
Why is it important to be a godly man? And how do we get there if we need help? Hello, this is Spencer from Atlantic Altar Brokers. We have partnered with The Bridge to shine the light on the importance of being the men God called us to be. Learn more at loveworthsharing.com.
I say amen.
Hope sounds like this.
I'm raising the battle cry. I'm raising up, I'm holding the banner high. I'm rolling with the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I'm taking back what the enemy stole.
We are The Bridge. New music and the story behind the song on The Bridge.
Hey, we're Kasimbafi, and this is the story behind our song, What If? When you think about Queen Esther and what her uncle Mordecai said to her, you know, when she was having her what if moment of, well, what if I do this and then all of my people are killed and destroyed and all these things, she was asking these same questions of apprehension. And then if you read the scripture, her uncle said, well, what if you were born for such a time as this? I think sometimes we put our what if and we go, what if it happens like the last time? And we're not considering the question, well, what if that was just out of season and all that was just training for this moment that we're walking in right now? What if we take a leap right now? We hope you would. We hope that you'd be encouraged by this song. It'd be your anthem. That you'd get out there and you do everything that God's called you to do.
I wanna run, but what if I fall? I wanna climb, but what if the wall is just too tall? Higher than my faith could ever reach. I wanna trust, but God, I'm afraid. Open my heart, but what if it breaks? It's hard to believe I'll ever be.
Changing and leaving.
Because local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge. Matters to us. Local matters. We are The Bridge.
Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Don't he do it? Yes, he will. He'll take a storm. God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at Fitzgeralds.us.
One of the quotes I remember hearing as I was growing up was this: don't do as I do as I say. I think it was often said to teach the importance of making sure our words and our deeds match up, understanding that our actions will always speak louder than our words. The way we treat others will almost always reveal our heart toward them, whether it's interactions with family, friends, coworkers, leadership, or neighbors. It's important to be a good example. Lead by example. Don't say one thing and do another. The way we learn to live like that is by someone else leading the way. Ephesians 5:1 from the Message makes it so clear. Watch what God does, and then you do it. Like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with Him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of Himself to us. Love like that. It doesn't get more clear than that. Live like that. Love like that. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on the Bridge.
Come to the water, you who thirst, and you'll thirst no more. Come to the Father, you who work, and you'll work no more. And all you who labor in vain, and to the broken and shamed, love is here.
Mornings with Denise and Chris on The Bridge.
They say you're only as good as your last success, and failure's not an option. Maybe that's why I'm exhausted, held so tight to their applause that when it stopped, I thought that yours were too. Till you said that my heart to you is worth everything. You're gonna keep on loving me for more than just the things that I do. I'll sing it till there's no doubt. Nobody can count me out, 'cause I'm already somebody to you.
Story behind the song on The Bridge.
Hey everybody, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. You know, there's this amazing quote in a book by G.K. Chesterton called Orthodoxy, where he is talking about the fact that God never gets tired of doing over and over again the things that show us his love for us, his goodness, his grace, that every morning, every sunrise, every rising of the moon, every wave crashing on the shore, could that be one more way God is saying, I know I've told you before, but I'm going to tell you again, show you again, I love you, I'm for you, I'm with you. What an amazing thought. Inspired me. I had to write a song about it. It's called Do It Again, and that's the story behind the song.
Something I've been thinking a lot about lately. Sun comes up. It kind of reminds me of a little kid.
sky and imagine God smiling, lighting every star and calling him by name. Forever young and forever finding another way to put his love for us on display. He says, do it again.
Talented. It's Stephen Curtis Chapman and Do It Again on the Bridge Morning Show.
There's a rumor out there you may have heard. You know, a lot of times rumors are just that. They're just rumors. And you think of it and go, oh, that might be nice. This is a rumor that I think I'm going to start a fan club or a petition to make reality.
Really?
Yeah. So Wendy's, they have the Frosty.
Yes.
And they just got rid of their salted caramel Frosty, which was really chef's kiss. It was so good. But the rumor is that there's going to be a Wendy's Thin Mint Girl Scout Cookie Frosty.
Oh, my.
I need that to be a reality. And by need, I want it to be a reality. I'm a sucker for a Wendy's Frosty. You get some fries, you dip it in there, or some chicken nuggets, whatever, and you dip it in your Frosty. I'm down for it. But when they said Thin Mint Wendy's Frosty, I was like, please make this a reality. Please, Wendy's, work with the people. I'll help. If you need help, I'll do whatever I can do to, you know, oh my goodness. Is there a flavor of Frosty? Do you like Frosties, Denise? I guess.
They're okay.
Indifferent?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, is there a flavor?
I was hoping to try that salted caramel one, but I never got to Wendy's to get it. So
I went, it's supposed to have been gone, but I showed up to a Wendy's last Saturday. And they said that they still had, still had it in. And I was like, oh, please, let me have one then. Because I wasn't planning on getting one. But then when they said that, I was like, okay, I mean, that's, you know, that's what I want to do. Well, if this becomes a reality, you know where you can find me. It'll be at a Wendy's getting a Thin Mint Frosty and some French fries.
Your church could have the best worship team in the world. But if those microphones don't work, it can be hard for the congregation to stay focused on praising God. The Worship Production Conference is back. Saturday, March 1st, we will be gathering in Georgetown, Delaware to learn more about how to help our church sound, lighting, and video tech to run smoothly during church services. Your tech team will thank you. Your congregation will thank you even more. The cost is $60 and group pricing is now available. Details at wearethebridge.org.
A new year means the opportunity to change your ways for the better. It could be exercising more, dedicating more time to connect with family and friends, or that elusive decluttering session. Well, The Bridge has a great way to get started. Donate a vehicle you no longer need through our Cars for Hope program. We provide free pickup, and the proceeds benefit the music and programming you love. And your gift is tax deductible. Visit wearethebridge.org/cars to learn more. Or we'll send you a link when you text the word CARS to 855-887-8870.
Programming on The Bridge is supported by Delmarva Area Chick-fil-A Restaurants, now offering the Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich, marinated with a blend of peppers, served on a brioche bun with Colby Jack cheese, lettuce, and tomato. Available in the Chick-fil-A app, dine-in, carry-out, and drive-thru.
anytime, anywhere. We're here for you. Listen to The Bridge through our app on your smartphone or tablet, or by streaming on your computer at wearethebridge.org. Thanks to our sponsors, Delmarva Roofing and Coating, and Aaron Jackson with Dreams Fulfilled Travel for making The Bridge web stream possible.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like a crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up.
how I know you're gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, if I get down, I'ma live my life knowing. If I get down.
Morning show with Denise and Chris. Thank you for being a part. Here's the afters.
Waiting for the sunrise, waiting for the day, waiting for a sign that I'm where you want me to be. You know my heart is heavy and the hurt is deep, but when I feel like giving up, you're reminding me that we all fall down sometimes. When I hit the
with you. sounds like this.
God loves people like you, because God loves people like me.
We are The Bridge.
When the ground beneath my feet is shaking like a leaf, God, you're still good to me. When my hope is all but gone and I'm barely hanging on, God, you're still good to me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see, I will put my hope. God, you're so good to me. There's one thing I am sure, your promises endure. You make a way for me. When my heart can't find a beat, when it's dark and I can't see,
The Bridge makes your morning commute better. Why not make your workday better, too? Rodney Bayless, coming up at 10, here on The Bridge.
Hey, exciting news. The ladies' Bible study registration is now open. So that means you can sign up. And we have a meeting, different meeting days of the week, and different, some are during the day, some are in the evening.
Yeah.
Maybe you're looking for most convenient location. You can find all that information and information about the study itself. We're going to be studying the Gospel of John, savoring the peace of Jesus in a chaotic world. That sounds like something that you'd like to be part of.
Yes.
Head over to wearethebridge.org. You can sign up today.
Hi, this is Jeff Twilley, and I want to share some of the amazing ministry The Bridge was able to accomplish in 2024 with your help, prayers, and financial support. So here goes. We continue to support our adopted village, La Union Abajo, in the Dominican Republic through our mission trip, supplies, and our Love DR fundraiser. We partnered with Convoy of Hope to send relief kits for hurricane and flood victims. We helped Cross International raise funds to supply over 700 children in Latin America and the Caribbean with food and a Christian education. We partnered with your favorite Christian artists to bring great music and worship to local venues throughout Delmarva and South Jersey. Our Hands and Feet Day serving local nonprofits, DJ the Dog, the Drive-Thru Connection, parades, ladies' Bible studies, prayer works, and thousands of uplifting songs played on the bridge. None of this ministry could have happened without the grace of God and your continued financial support. Thank you from all of us here at The Bridge.
Describe it, but I can't contain it, can't keep it to myself. There aren't enough colors to paint the whole picture, not enough words to ever say what I found. My shepherd, my protector, that's my king, that's my rock, that's my anchor.
Morning Show with Denise and Chris on The Bridge.
I remember when a long lost sinner met a good, good God. I remember when my heart was broken, but now it's not. I've tasted and I've seen you've been so good to me. From the moment that you changed my life, God, you never stopped. I'm gonna sing.
forget me, gonna praise the Lord. When the devil come try to get me, gonna praise the Lord.
From the moment when the sun starts rising till the sun goes down, I'm surrounded by a million mercies. I can feel them now. I've tasted and I've seen. You've been so good to me. Got a melody inside my heart. Oh, it's a sweet, sweet sound. I'm gonna sing it. I'm gonna shout it. I'm gonna lift my hands and praise. No matter what is gonna come my way. All you've done for me, I'll give you the glory. From the valley to the victory, I know my God is gonna fight for me. So when the devil come try to get me, gonna praise the Lord. When the devil come try to get me, gonna praise the Lord. In every high, in every low, my hope is found in Christ alone. And here on earth, when I get home, my hope is found in Christ alone. And I'm gonna sing it.
Come praise the Lord. Come praise the Lord.
Ooh, yeah.
Come praise the Lord.
Come praise the Lord. I'm gonna sing.
That Micah Tyler on the bridge, and what a great way to kind of come to the end of the morning show for this Wednesday edition. 15th day, middle of the month of January. Wow. Can't believe it's already here, but we are here and we are so grateful that you're here. Hey, by the way, I wanted to say, if you found the bridge recently, maybe you found us during Christmas time, you loved the music, you stuck around, or it's just been a couple months and you've been listening to us, would you let us know how you found us and why you stick around? We love hearing the story of what God is doing.
Yes.
And you're part of that story. So if you would share that with us, we'd love to hear that. Send us a text or an email. Email, you can send it to info@wearethebridge.org or text 855-887-8870.
All right, Rodney Bayless is coming up, and he is going to talk about accountability partners.
Ah.
How they can really help us, especially with things like sticking to your New Year's resolution. So that and more, Rodney Bayless on the way for you here on The Bridge.
Do you want to make lasting memories with loved ones? Want to give back and help others? Do you want to share Jesus and make a difference? This is Ben, Director of Community Engagement at The Bridge. Pack your bags and let me take you to the DR. We'll take much-needed supplies, participate in prayer walks, put on movie nights that tell about Jesus, Bible camps, home visits, and encourage kids and adults alike. I'll show you our Bridge-adopted village, La Union Abajo, and much more. Share special moments with your loved one. It's perfect for teens, parents, siblings, grandparents, and is a great first trip. Request an info packet at wearethebridge.org/DR or text the word trip to 855-887-8870.
The Bridge appreciates support from Benvenuto Restaurant on Northeast Front Street in Milford, Delaware. They present Dining in the Dark, Friday, January 24th at 6 p.m., featuring a five-course tasting experience. Details and reservations at benvenuto-restaurant.com.
Hi, this is Katie Walther, State Farm agent of Lewis, Delaware, and proud supporter of The Bridge. While State Farm has been offering auto insurance since 1922, we also provide life, disability, small business, and home insurance as well. More at lewisdeinsurance.com.
If you curse me, then I will bless you. If you hurt me, I will forgive. And if you hate me, then I will love you. I chose the Jesus way. And if you're helpless, I will defend you. And if you're burdened, I'll share the weight. And if you're hopeless, then let me show you there's hope in the Jesus way.
Make it change. feels like it's never gonna. Gotta get that fire, fire back in my bones before my heart, heart turns into stone. So won't somebody please pass the megaphone? I'll shout it on the count of three.
Paralyzed with the mind spinning out my strength.